Welcome back to Pocket 23. Today we're going to have a little bit of fun, being that we have music lovers in the mix here, and we also have people that have been in the entertainment industry. When we heard about AI kind of stepping into our space, it made me curious. It made me curious if it's as good as everybody's saying it is, or if it is the spawn of Satan like everybody else says it is. So out of curiosity, I found a website that makes music out of basically a paragraph. You tell it what kind of music to make, and it makes it. And I figured today what we could do is take turns making our own song and then listen to the song and see if it kind of fits your expectations, like if it meets your criteria, or if you think that, you know, there's no way it will ever be able to compete with the real thing. And just to be clear, I did test something out like this a year ago, and it was horrible. It was like listening to an auto tuner on high.
Yes.
The voice was so bad I couldn't even understand what it was saying. Right. So I'm really curious to see in 1 year how well it's done. And if it's much better, the scary thought is how good is it going to be in a year from now? Mm. You know what I mean? So
I did hear something about this, that somebody made an AI song with a famous rapper.
That's true. I think it was Snoop Dogg and Drake.
Yeah.
And it reached the number one spot on the Billboard, and nobody knew it was fake.
Wow. Yes.
Is that crazy?
They probably made some crazy money about that and then got sued.
And then some lawsuits. Yeah, they made some money and then they gave up some money.
They went to the Bahamas quickly.
Well, who would sue them?
Drake and Dr. Dre. I mean,
okay, I thought they were Snoop a part Dogg. Of it. I thought they made that themselves.
No, they had no idea. Yeah, somebody made the AI, right. Put it online, and it flew to put it on Spotify, and it flew to the top.
In Tennessee, they passed a law saying that you couldn't sound like other artists and put the music out. It's called the Elvis Law, I believe.
Yeah, they actually have done the same thing for video now. So not all the states, just some of them. It is illegal to use AI to make, like, for example, a Donald Trump AI photo doing something. Mm-hmm. And you can't use any political figures or celebrities anymore. But that's only in some states. So some states you can still get away with it. And that's something that's a big problem right now, because the politicians are using AI to create fake images of their competitors. And people are believing it. Okay, so what you want to do is you want to give me three things, okay?
Okay.
You want to give me a style of music, but you can't use a band name. So you have to figure, if it's a band that you specifically want it to sound like, you have to think about what genre they are. Two, you need to give me something you want to be in the song, like a word or a phrase, or even tell a story. And then number three, you want to give any type of instructions about the song that you specifically want. You want it to be a happy song or a sad song, or, you know, like that. So give me the first thing. What style of song?
Okay, so I'd be interested in maybe folk rock.
Folk rock. All right. Folk rock style. All right. So we got that. So now, is there a specific theme to the song? Like, is it a folk rock about the election? Is it a folk rock about your ex? Is it a folk rock about your car?
It's
going to
be a long song if it's the ex.
It's going to be about
the war.
Waking up late every morning and enjoying your first cup of coffee.
That's not a sponsorship for cake cupcake.
Wait. Hey, that's what we put in the song. Yeah. Waking up late and drinking our K-cup.
K-cup. Kagerig. Is that what it's called? Kagerig? Keurig.
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 That's a whole other episode.
It's unbelievable that this guy doesn't know what a Keurig is.
All right, as you can see on the screen here. So far I'm correct with what you said, right?
That's what she said.
Folk,
yes.
Style, waking up late and drinking a cup of coffee. All, yeah. Right, you still got some space here. Do you want it to specifically use a certain word or phrase, or do you want it to tell a story?
Like, he doesn't know about a cake cup.
Okay, here, could it, I mean, do you want it to be like, yes, you know, discovering Keurig?
It is. It is my the story of discovery.
my favorite K-cup.
Showing Z-Man what.
Okay, what do you want it to say?
Keurig.
It's a story about an unemployed man finally enjoying his mornings for the first time in a long time.
All right.
You want to use the word unemployed or retired or fired?
Fired. Jobless. How about jobless?
I said we'd say fired.
Okay, a story of
not
a jobless
fired,
man.
Definitely not fired.
Okay, jobless.
A story of a jobless man. What was the rest of it? Sorry.
Enjoying his mornings for the first time in a long time.
Like 15 years.
More than that.
25.
close to 30.
Right. All right. Does this look right for you? So we're doing folk style, waking up and then waking up
folk
late.
Folk rock style, not just folk style. It's gonna be like folk rock.
All right, folk rock.
Folk rock.
I wouldn't enjoy a folk song.
All right,
folk
so rock. Folk rock style. Is there a specific year of folk that you're interested in?
70s.
Yeah, early 70s.
All right.
Early 70s. Like, I won't say the name of the band.
It doesn't matter. It won't let me. If I put a name of the band, it'll literally kick it back. All right.
Like Crosby, Stills, and Nash style.
Hey, you know, so allowed early, to say the band.
Early 70s folk rock style, waking up late and drinking a cup of coffee, story of a jobless man enjoying his free time in the morning for the first time. Sound good?
In a
good.
Long time.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is we're going to go one by one.
Yep.
And then after, it'll be creating it while we're talking. And,
okay.
And then we'll go back and listen to them. All right.
Copy that.
So creating yours. Now, why it's creating yours, you can tell me yours.
Mine?
Yep. So what style of music? All right, I know it's going to be reggae.
Actually, that would be ska. No, you're right. Reggae.
What year? What decade?
80s.
So 80s.
Early 80s.
Early 80s reggae. Am I spelling this right? Is it reggae? Am I spelling it right?
Just one J.
Like that? No?
Yeah, I think so. No, I can't see it.
Is there one J in reggae?
I don't know.
I don't know. I haven't been to school in a long time here. There we go. Yeah. Oh, look at that. Yeah, I spelled it right.
Okay.
I'm good. Genius. All right. So early 80s reggae style. Okay. So what is the theme of the song? Being stuck in traffic?
No. It's about a guy and a girl walking on the beach, hand in hand.
Lovers on the beach, or do you specifically want it to say guy and girl?
Lovers on the beach.
On the beach, all right. And give me anything like a story, or what do you want it to say? Like, do you want to specifically say something in the song? Or
so the sun is rising, they're walking down the beach.
I only have two sentences. It only can do like five sentences total, so I only got like two left. Actually, right here, I have 155 letters left.
Okay, so you got what now?
Early 80s reggae style, lovers on the beach. Now I can use one word at a time, like sunset.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Sunset, waves crashing, building a sandcastle. Nah, forget sandcastle. Morning kiss.
I was going to say, the waves destroying the sandcastle?
Morning kiss.
Wait a second. Isn't it sunset?
Yeah, mix it up.
Morning, we want that.
Morning kisses morning next sunset. To the sunset. Hey, how about this?
This is how the Z-Man
Nothing
rolls.
Nothing better than how, morning how about sunset. This? That is so hot.
Okay, how about this? Does this work? Early 80s reggae style, lovers on the beach, sunset. Waves crashing, morning kisses, things that remind me of her.
Evening kisses. You got to go with evening kisses.
You want to
do sunset. You got to have evening kisses.
I like
kisses.
It mixed up, though. Right. I want to see what
we
does.
Can make it, we can make it funny. All right. So you got, looks like you got 85 letters left.
What's the last part?
Things that remind me of her. Waves crashing, morning kisses, things that remind me of her. Sunset, lovers on the beach.
Yeah. I don't know. That's good.
You don't want to give it anything else? You want it to say something specifically, like in the chorus or something? You want it to be a catchy chorus? Do you want it to be a repetitive chorus?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You want it to say yeah, yeah?
I want to say yeah, yeah.
She loves you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, this isn't the Beatles. Yeah, yeah. Getting the coffee at the coffee shop. Java, java, java.
Oh, now we're in the coffee shop? So we're going from the beach to the coffee shop.
Yeah, all right. Man. All right. That's what you do. You go to the beach to the coffee shop. Because if you go to the coffee shop before the beach, the coffee kicks in and you have nowhere to go. You
got
to
dig a whole ocean to go in.
No, you got
to
dig a hole and you know, pretend like you're a turtle and dig a hole.
All right.
I've never done that.
So we have early 80s reggae style, lovers on the beach, sunset, waves crashing, morning kisses, things that remind me of her, chorus about getting drinks at the coffee shop.
Java, java.
Java, java?
Junk and java.
No, just java, java.
J- Java. All right. Anything else? You have 26 letters left.
Oh my God.
You don't have to use them all up.
Well, we should.
Java. What's the name of that tea?
Chai.
Java chai. There we go. There's your lyrics right there. Java chai.
not chai.
That's what I said. Chai. Is it
or vanilla chai?
That doesn't work.
All right, Java
vanilla chai.
Java chai.
I'm quite the guy.
Okay. Oh yeah, there you go. Java chai. Quite the guy. You gotta make. Wait, I think it should be 80s rap.
Well, it's a little. Late.
I mean reggae 80s rap.
Well, we'll do it the next one. Java chai. That one's being created now.
I'm the vanilla guy.
You ready? By the way, it named yours Morning Brew. And it named yours Beachside Love.
This should be really good, man.
All right. I'm going to do, let's see. I'm going to do
classical
hybrid ska. I want it to be crazy. Ska, country,
punk,
pop,
punk
style. All right.
Oh, my God.
I want mine to be about,
fixing cars.
Racing my Prius.
Against?
Coming in last.
There he goes again, talking about SCX every time. All right,
racing my is coming in last.
Against a Porsche.
Pedal to the floor. She won't go anymore. No more.
Oh my God.
Funny,
oh
my God. Funny chorus with catchy bridge.
What about I forget to put the gas? Forget to put the gas.
Well, it doesn't use any gas.
That's even funnier.
Finished the race and never lost a drop.
Hey.
I'm curious about this one. Okay. You ready? I'm going to make mine now. So now while it's making mine, we're going to go ahead and listen. So the way that this AI specifically does this, I'm using Suno.com. That's Suno.com. They are not sponsoring us in any way.
But you know what? They could.
They could if they want. They could give us a call.
Baiting them.
All right. So the way it works is it'll make two versions of the song for every one that you make. So that means that your song will have two versions. It might be a man's voice and a girl's voice. It might be a completely different style between the two. Okay. So we'll listen to both of them. And then when I click on them, it'll show the actual lyrics over here in the side.
Nice. So, oh, cool.
So if you see here, here's the lyrics that it created. There's your verses.
Can't see that because that light is in the way.
Well, we can't move the light or it won't see you. But the audience can see this too. So this is the chorus that we have. So if you want to sing along. Actually, I think I can stretch this out. Oh, that's as big as it gets.
There you go. Waking
up to a brand new light seeps through the blind. Waking up to a brand new light seeps through the blinds. No alarm, no rush, just time, fine, and peace. I don't know. I'm very curious to hear what it sounds like. All right, you ready?
Let's play it.
Let's play it. Here we go, everybody.
This is version one.
This is a song about my life.
This is STRs.
All right, you ready?
Song about his life.
I like this part right here. Verse three, neighbors peeking, slow, curious eyes all around.
Oh,
but
man.
I just sip, don't care about the judgment sound.
All right, everybody, we're going to put these on Spotify and Apple iTunes. You will be able to get this song, and the name of this song is?
Future song is going to be on the top of the Billboard charts. All right.
And what is the name of this song?
Morning Brew.
Morning Brew.
I would change it to Walking Out in the Morning Brew.
Oh, right now we got to work with what
that
you
almost sounds
got.
Like Morning Dew.
Right.
Oh.
All right. You ready?
Exactly. You caught on to that one.
Oh, man. Okay, dude.
So you were on top of that.
So yes, here, I was.
Here are the
but
rules.
But I don't know what a K-cup is.
Here right. are the rules.
Go figure.
We can't interrupt him when he's going to be criticizing the song.
Got it.
And what you need to figure out is, one, if you can tell what song they basically ripped off.
Okay.
Okay? And two, if you think that it was a decent ripoff.
All right.
And three, if the lyrics made no sense to you or if the lyrics actually might have worked. Now, just reading them, of course, is kind of hard because we don't know how it's going to be playing it. But but those are your three, okay? So we can't cut him off. We got to let him do his thing.
So is he going to say each one of those as he goes?
No. We're going to listen to it like let the song play.
Like, yep. Like, and then he's going
to
rip it.
And then he's going to rip it. So I'm. It's up to you. We can play it only to the chorus, or we can go to the bridge, or play the whole song. It's up to you.
Okay.
Okay. Let's you didn't it. Answer it.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
I'm excited.
Well, let's just play it, and we'll see where it goes.
Okay. Do you? And also, the second thing is, do you want to criticize it before you hear the second one, or do you want to hear both?
Yeah, I'll do a criticism of each one as they come.
Yeah, yeah.
So the first one will play all the way through, and the second one will just go to like the chorus.
Okay.
Okay, because you'll know the lyrics by then.
All right.
All right, ready? Here's one.
Got it.
Yeehaw!
Waking up till brand new light seeps through the blinds. No alarm, no rush, just time and peace. Jobless now, but ain't broke, just breathing deep. Cradle the mug, let the warmth seep in. Streets whisper soft, no hustle in the air. Sun's a golden orb in the morning glare. New world outside waiting for my stride. Me and my thoughts got no time to hide. Let the coffee steam rise, spirit feels alive. Taste a bit of freedom on my lips, gotta thrive. Lost the grind, found self, not gonna dive. Life is mine, it's about time to arrive. Eyes all around, but I just sit, don't care about the judgment sound. Hammock swaying softly like my noontime dreams. Skies are painted canvas, tapping into streams. Guitar strings hum tells of unsaid vibes. Empty wallet, but a soul that thrives. No boss, no deadlines, just heart's drive. This moment pure, it keeps me alive. Let the coffee steam rise, spirit feels alive. Taste a bit of freedom on my lips, gotta thrive. Lost the grind, find myself, not gonna dive. Life is mine, it's about time to arrive.
Okay, so before I go to the next one, I just want to have one question.
Yeah.
Are you surprised on what it made?
Absolutely.
And is there any specific part of it that kind of like actually fit well for you?
So I enjoyed the lyrics. I think that pretty much describes what I was envisioning. However, the music was completely off.
Okay.
It sounded more like 90s country pop. Than,
yes.
than 70s folk rock.
I agree.
For sure.
That's so for
do you
sure.
Think, do you think maybe it'll have fixed that issue on the next one?
We can only hope.
Okay.
Because particularly the drumming was driving me crazy.
Yeah, right.
Like the drumming needed to be much slower. Like everything needed to be like more relaxed.
I agree.
Yeah, that was country.
Yeah.
For me, I think the chorus was the best part for me.
That was Garth Brooks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Garth Brooks? Okay. Totally. So
no, but who do we think they were going for right then?
Well, that's for him.
Yeah. What do you think, Astier?
So I'm not a big country guy, so I'm really clueless as to
Billy Nelson?
Who they would be going after. But in my head, I had the music sounding like maybe like Crosby, Stills and Nash or Neil Young.
That's definitely not that.
You know, one of those folk rock groups, Mamas and Papas, you know, early Grateful Dead. But that's not what we got at all. This was pure country pop.
Yeah, this was country pop.
Yeah.
So, Odd Kid, who do you think that sounded like to you for country pop?
I don't know. I never listened to country, so
I'm thinking Garth Brooks.
We could say Garth Brooks and call it a day. Sure.
Yes, let's do that.
Yeah, because honestly, to me, I can't tell the difference from one country. Don't hate me. I just can't tell the difference from one country song to the next. And unless
me neither.
Unless country it's Shania Twain or something who's been on pop as well, you know.
Yeah. So all right, let's move on to the next one.
So this is the second one it created. Now, usually it'll be a completely different music.
Okay.
And sometimes they change the artist. Do you want to go through the chorus or do you want to go through the whole song again to see?
Yeah, start from the beginning.
Okay,
sure.
You ready?
Yep.
Yawas off into the rising air. Streets whisper soft, no hustle in the air. Sun's a golden orb in the morning glare. World outside waiting for my stride. Yeah, my thoughts got no time to hide. But the coffee stained eyes, spirit feels alive. Taste a bit of freedom on my lips, gotta thrive. Lost the grind, find myself not gonna die. Life is mine, it's about time to ride. Life is mine, it's about time to arrive. Neighbors peeking slow, curious eyes all around. I just sit, don't care about the judgment sound. Hammock swaying softly like my noontime dream. Skies are painted canvas, tapping in the streams. Guitar strings hum, tales of unsaid vibes. Empty wallet, but a soul that thrives. No boss, no deadline, just hearts dry. Moment pure, it keeps me alive. Let the coffee steam.
Okay, I just want to say one thing. One thing that surprises me is that it used the same lyrics, but it changed the
tempo.
It changed
everything.
The cadence of the lyrics.
Yeah, it changed
sure.
the cadence.
Definitely.
And it even added. So, for example, when it said like "Life is mine, it's about time to arrive," mm-hmm. he sang that twice.
Right, right. I noticed that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I almost sang along with them.
Really?
Yeah.
So did you like that it went acoustic with this one?
Again, it didn't sound like folk rock at all to me.
Yeah.
It sounded like some dude playing his acoustic guitar. that could have been country as well. I don't know. His voice was a little more contemporary, I would suppose.
Yeah, I don't think that's I don't think that's country.
I don't think it's country. It reminds me of like early 2000s rock.
Right. Late, almost like an Unplugged type of.
Yes, MTV Unplugged, definitely.
Yep. Right.
For all those young people, that means just an acoustic guitar sitting in the middle of a stage.
But I'd never heard it do that before. It changed the direction of the lyrics. I never heard it do that before. Mm-hmm. That was new for me.
Okay.
Maybe that was an upgrade because it does say 3.5 here, so maybe it's an upgrade.
It still wasn't what I envisioned.
Yeah.
No.
It was definitely did not share my vision of how the song should be.
Okay. So it's a no for you, for both.
Correct.
Okay. And then the if you were to play this for somebody without telling them it was AI, do you think that your friends would know?
My friends who are pretty big music buffs probably would not know. I would say they would not know.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. The only thing for this.
And they would say, wow, that song sounds like it's about you, Kevin.
For me, I don't know if it was just me or not, but you're a musician. It seemed like sometimes in the second one that he was off beat. He was off tempo. Like he was singing in the middle of a note instead of when he was supposed to sing, like at the beginning.
I didn't feel that.
Okay, like you said, just me. You're a musician,
no,
so you're.
I did feel that a little bit.
You felt that it was a little delayed.
It was a little off, a little delayed.
It's almost like he was starting after the
but
first.
But the rhythm of the guitar sometimes did not match the cadence of the vocals. Sure.
Yes. Yeah,
but a lot of bands do that. Like Dave Matthews is known for doing that. He's singing. And a whole different tempo than the music's playing. Pearl Jam does that as well.
That's true.
It kind of makes me wonder, because since it was trying to make this like an acoustic, if it was doing it on purpose to make it feel like it was more not recorded, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like it was on stage.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I did test it out on something like that at one time. I told it live concert, and it added audience.
Wow. Nice.
And the audience was singing along.
I hope they weren't heckling.
All right. So the next one is Z-Man's, and he's got Beachside Love. All right.
Can't wait for this.
So you ready for the lyrics?
Oh, boy. This is going to be good.
All right. So Beachside Love. It looks like it's more typical, simple, four lines for each verse. Lovers on the beach, sunset sinking low, waves crash at your feet. Where are the cool? It's not bad. I could picture this as a really slow reggae song, because you picked the 80s, right?
Yes, I did.
So this is probably a relatively slow song, but are you ready to hear number one?
I am.
All right, here it goes. Okay.
So that's great. That is great.
That line of Java Java Chai.
Love it.
Oh my God.
All right. Classic. So, one, were you surprised by it?
It was like country reggae at the beginning.
Yeah.
The beat was the style was so off.
It was so weird, right? Yeah. I got the feeling like I could hear like just the percussion was the reggae, but then
country style. Yeah, country style. What? Does somebody like stuck on country with this app or what? AI? Like, come on, somebody paid somebody off to use two country.
I don't know, but like it took to the second lyric before I could actually get into it. Like the first lyric, I was so thrown off because the music didn't fit what I expected.
But by the time the chorus rolled around, Java Chai, I was so into it.
You know what? We're going to get you a t-shirt, Java Java Chai.
Yes, please. Z-Man, Java Java Chai.
People will be walking up to you on the street going, Java Java Chai. You're the Java Java Chai guy.
Oh my God. I have a little boombox when I'm doing Man on the Street. Java Java Chai.
That's how you was like, yeah.
Java Java Chai.
Can I ask you a question? My name is Java Java Chai. What's your name? Java Java Chai.
That's your new name. We're going to call you, instead of the Z-Man,
Java Java Chai.
Java Java Chai.
No.
I'm here with SDR Odd Kid and Java Java Chai. All right, so your first question, do you have an idea who they were trying to sound like?
A tiny bit like UB40.
That's what I was
thinking. But don't even, it's not even like close. They put this reggae country.
You should send this song to your friend. You should send this to Toots.
I think they just created a genre. There is no reggae country. That doesn't even exist. We just discovered a whole new genre of music.
This is Rode. It's Rhode Island reggae.
So you're going to have this guy in a cowboy hat with a big old fatty and Java Java Chai.
Java Java Chai. instead of a joint, he's going to be having a straw drinking Java Java Chai.
Don't forget coconut milk.
All right. So question two, were you impressed by it, or were you like, did if you showed this to your girlfriend, would she know it was real? Would she think it was real? Would she?
No. And if I showed it to my buddy Toots, who is the famous son of Toots and the Maytals, he would be like, dude, you're freaking crazy. Like, this is my opinion of this.
After he hangs up on you for playing that song.
Yeah. He's like, are you trying to help produce me? Because he'd be like, yeah, man, this is crap, dude.
All right, let's see. Let's listen to part two and see if they fix the music a little bit. I notice it's longer. So the first one was 1:45, but the second one is $2.28.
Well, that's what this song is worth.
2:20. So I'm wondering if like it's going to do like what your song did and change the lyrics up.
I hope it's going to be a little more
reggae.
Yeah, and upbeat. Like, I mean, I was like, hey, I think fall asleep with that.
I think it handled the sunset morning thing pretty well, though, I got to admit. Yeah. Yeah, well, because it only brought up the morning when you were drinking coffee, so it figured out coffee, morning, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try part two, or the second one, I should say.
Yes.
Lovers on the beach, sunset sinking low, waves crash at our feet with a cool breeze blow. So tight till the day turns to night. Java, Java, chai. Coffee shop delight. Holding hands aside.
You should sell this to Java Chit or Java, whatever they're called.
Junkin' Java.
Junkin' Java.
As we share our days, whispers in my ear in 100 little ways.
All right, I like this one.
Yeah, me too.
Memories in each swirl, from the first to all the more. She's my precious pearl. Java, Java, chai. Coffee shop delight. Holding hands aside under the morning sky.
It did something I thought was pretty smart that I didn't catch the last time.
Yeah.
Memories in each swirl. Coffee shop with the cream?
Yes.
Mm. Yeah, I didn't get that the first time. That's pretty smart.
Yeah, I got that. And all right.
That's really smart, actually.
Ask me the questions now.
All right. Well, this one is, so did this one, was it an improvement from the last one?
Definitely.
Definitely improvement?
This had a inner circle feel to it. You know, like bad boys, what you gonna do? Mm-hmm. That definitely had that kind of rhythm to it. When you got to the chorus of the Java Java Chai, it hit it way better than the country.
Not
reggae.
Only did it hit it better, I think it actually sounded normal. Like, you know, the other one was Java Java Chai. Like, you almost forgot. Java Java Chai. But this one was like so smooth.
Oh, this Java, is smooth.
Java, this sounds like a real drink, you know what I mean?
Exactly. And we have a place here in town called Junkin' Java. I'm going to bring this to them.
You should try to sell to them. Say, I wrote this song.
For you guys.
For you guys. You guys want to buy it? You know, I have an advertising company.
Exactly. We have a podcast advertising company here in town. We just wrote this song.
You should bring,
for you.
Bring in your Bluetooth speaker. There's like a line of people out the door and you're like, wait, I just need 4 minutes. I'll trade you the song for a chai.
Yeah, exactly.
And every day you come in with a new one, you know, Java Java Chai, you know, Mocha Mocha.
For like a month.
Mocha Mocha Frappe. By the way, sir, please.
Cold brew. What would cold brew be?
Chili brew.
Chili brew. That's exactly what it would be.
You would add the abominable snowman in there.
So that's a plus sign there.
All right, so that one's good. Like I said, it's definitely got an inner circle vibe to it.
So do you think you could sneak
it?
That one? Like if you played that one for someone that, you know, that they would think that was a real song?
Toots still would not think it's a real song.
Okay.
I would think it was a real song.
I would think a real song.
Actually, you know what? He might. Because the rhythm's right.
And
you know, the rhythm's right, the percussion's right, everything like that. And the lyrics and everything, it definitely sounds reggae.
I honestly didn't feel anything like was out of place with that song.
No,
like
it wasn't. I was just thinking because he's, you know, grew up with reggae his whole life, he might not, you know, buy it. But everyday people... there, you know, that can go up on, you know, the top five songs.
Well, what you can do is wait for April Fool's Day to send it to him. Be like, you know, I haven't told you about this, but me and my friends have worked on this song. What do you think about it?
Yeah. Not only is it a podcast studio, but we have a real recording studio. There's a dude here named Jabba. And
some people think there's a bathroom back there, but it's really a recording studio.
Exactly. My buddy Jabba that hangs out on the beach.
Yeah, this is a new artist, Jabba Chai. He's mixed.
With a swirl.
He's Colombian Asian.
Oh, man.
Jabba Chai. Okay, now it's my turn.
All right, here we go.
All right, so I will say.
This song's going to be nuts.
I didn't notice the name of my song till just now.
Hold on 1 second. So my final say about that is the first one is a nay.
Okay.
And the second one is a yay. And it's Jabba Chai and, you know. I'm going to make a t-shirt. I think it's funny. And
we'll save that one. All right.
My song
is called Racing in Reverse.
Oh, boy.
So apparently it does know what a Prius is. Oh, my God. Look at the name. Look. Because it's a Prius is a hybrid. It's a hybrid ska. I didn't even think about it when I typed that. It's actually a hybrid song about a hybrid.
And you typed in country, so.
Yeah, no, he put
ska country pop.
Oh, no.
So we can already envision how this is.
Look how long
go.
This song is. 3 minutes and 50 seconds.
Oh, no.
All right, I want to apologize to the audience what this might sound like. All right, let's look at the lyrics. Let's see what the lyrics say here. Oh, my God, look at the car. I didn't realize it puts pictures. Okay, so yours is a cup of coffee on the beach. Yours is a hammock, and mine is whatever that is.
It's an orange car. It's definitely not a Prius.
Racing my Prius, coming in last. Pedal to the floor, she won't go that fast. Cruising slow, I just laugh at the laugh. In the eco lane, feeling dry.
You should sell this to Prius. This could be a commercial for them.
Cowboys in trucks blowing past me. Windows down, blaring country. But I save gas and stay carefree. Smiling wide under my Stetson.
I'm going to pee myself. I'm going to pee myself.
Read the chorus.
The chorus. Oh, racing in reverse because my speed's the worst. But the laughs, they burst on racing in reverse.
Oh, my God. I'm crying.
Oh, yeah, look at the bridge. This is green so lights funny. Flashing, batteries clashing, hybrid fashion, energy stashing.
Oh my God, play this, please.
Please be good, please be good.
It's going to be country, it's not going to be good.
Hilarious.
Can you, okay, what if this is like ska style?
Hey man, you might be able to sell this shit.
Okay, I'm crying, crying.
My eyes are watering.
All right, you ready? You ready? Yeah. All right, first one.
Race a Prius coming in last. Pedal to the floor, she won't go fast. Cruising slow, I just laugh and laugh. In the eco lane,
I'm waiting for the guitar.
There's your country.
Cowboys and trucks blowing past me. Windows down, blaring.
There's a little bit of ska there.
And country.
And stay carefree, smiling real wide under my Stetson Hesse. Oh, racing in reverse. Cause my speed's the worst. But the laughs, they burst. Oh, racing in reverse. Cause my speed's the worst. But the laughs, they burst. But the laughs, they burst. Oh, racing in reverse.
I just read the lyrics for verse 3.
Ska beats blending in the breeze. Country twang through the trees. Honk if you wanna pass, please.
I think I created my own genre too.
My own speed. Green lights flashing, batteries clashing. Hybrid fashion, energy stashing. Cause my speed's the worst. But the laughs, they burst. But the laughs, they burst. Oh, racing in reverse.
crashing, batteries clashing, hybrid fashion, energy stashing.
You need the lighter, bro.
Racing in reverse. Cause my speed's the worst, but the laps they burst. Oh, ooh. Racing in reverse. Oh, racing in reverse.
That, oh my God, that is classic.
That was epic.
It was so epic.
The country ska might have started something.
There you go, man.
The music was actually the best of any of them that I had heard.
Really?
I think so.
Even better than his second one?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it was great. And what I liked, what was crazy about it is it was Mai Tai guitar. Like, it wasn't real guitar. It was keyboard guitar.
Right. It's like 80s.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's where the ska came in.
Oh, my God. The lyrics are so funny.
All right.
Let's
break this down.
Okay.
Odd Kid, let's break this down.
I could not place who the singer would be on that. Like what music? Because it was a mosh pit
of music. It was a cluster. You know what?
I will tell you though, there was some really good lyrics on here. Like there, you know,
the reverse.
Yeah. I mean, the chorus wasn't my favorite, but honestly, the first two lyrics were hilarious. Cowboys and trucks blowing past me, windows down, blaring country. But I save gas and stay carefree. Racing my Prius, coming in last, pedal to the floor, she won't go fast. Cruising slow as I laugh and I laugh in the eco lane. That's dude, so smart.
You got to try and sell this Toyota.
Come sell on. This Toyota?
I'm saying
that Prius, dude. Sell
this to Toyota. Give them as this their song commercial.
The only thing I wish they would have put is the name Prius in here. I wish that Prius would have been here, you know, but
you can't add that to it now? It's too late.
No, I'd have to create a new song. I mean, you can go into advance and you can rewrite lyrics and stuff.
No,
but
racing my Prius. That's the first line.
Oh, my bad. I did miss that. Yep. But what the heck is this? This is not a Prius. That's a Mitsubishi something.
Yeah.
Okay, so
my God,
I'm impressed, but now I'm a little worried about hearing this next one here. I really would love to hear a ska or like straight up ska, like heavy guitar.
You shouldn't put country in.
No, because that was what our experiment was. We wanted to see if we could figure it out.
Where was the pop?
Well, it's pop rock. Yeah.
It was definitely pop.
Yep. Okay,
no question about that.
It's in pop format too. All right, so
here we go.
I'm almost afraid to push the button. It's 20 second. Well. 12 seconds shorter.
Okay, hit it. That's not a Prius.
Racing my Prius, coming in last. Pedal to the floor, she won't go fast.
This sounds like NSYNC or one of those boy bands.
There's definitely a country.
Cowboys and trucks blowing past me. Windows down, blurry country. But I save gas and stay carefree. Smiling wide under my stats and hassy.
Okay, here comes the chorus.
Oh, racing in reverse.
Boy band.
The worst, but the laughs, they
Marky
burst.
Mark.
Yeah. Oh, racing in reverse. Stop beats playing in the breeze. Country flying through the trees.
That one's so bad.
Okay, so I could see Barbie and Ken driving in the Barbie mobile and they're blasting this, and Ken's like, racing reverse.
I could totally see a boy band doing this one right
yes.
here.
I was
Ken would be driving the car back.
I was envisioning the boy band in a Prius with their pastel shirts.
Oh, we got to make that music video just for fun. Can we shoot that video just for fun?
You know what I didn't think about? Hilarious. But that is something we could do. We could shoot like create one of these and like shoot a music video for it every month.
Oh my God, that would be hysterical.
Jabba 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 Chai.
We can shoot it in Java. He's walking in, he's getting his coffee, he's swirling.
And he's dancing with a cup, and the cup's spilling everywhere.
And everybody's dancing with the lighters up. Java cha.
Oh my God. All right.
We're having fun on this one, everybody. I hope you're going to enjoy and have fun on this. Like and subscribe, you know? This is what we do. We like to break it down and have some fun.
It was a real hoot.
We criticize the songs, but the question really is what do you think? I mean, in 1 year it's gone to this, and another year it's going to be even better. Is this something that you think is going to just replace artists today, or do you think that this is a potential tool for artists? And let me give you an example so that it makes sense to you. Say that you are a musician and right. a company wants to hire you.
Yep.
Well, they're not artists, and it's really hard for them to explain. So a lot of times an artist will have to release, you know, make it like 4 or 5 different drafts for them to find what they want, right?
And oh, so you do it like this with your lyrics.
Yeah, so say the company creates something here like that, and they like what it sounds like. They kind of like the lyrics or whatever. Then they go to the artist and they say, can you make me something like this?
Yes.
And then the artist doesn't have to spend, you know, all that time making 5 drafts. There they know go. What they want.
It saves money for the company
mm-hmm.
and saves time for the artist, and it gets directly right what they want.
I think all this is eliminating the arts, really. So if you can just type in what you want, we were just playing around and look what we created.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
What do you think would happen if we were
actually— I'm a music producer now.
Right. What do you think would happen if we were actually serious about this?
Yes,
like we could be creating masterpieces here.
Yeah, and putting it out like right. it's real.
Exactly, and concerts are more and more fake nowadays anyway.
Are they?
Oh, absolutely.
They're lip-syncing?
Lip-syncing, they're using backing tracks, click tracks.
Yeah, we call it -1.
Minus
one? No, that's what they call it. We call it -1. So basically what it is the band pretends to play the song, but it's not actually coming out of their instruments. It's a backtrack that's already recorded.
So they're playing air guitar with a guitar?
Well, I mean, they're playing,
Motley
but it's not
Crue
connected.
Has been busted doing that.
Yeah.
Kiss has been faking Paul Stanley's vocals as far as they can figure since 2014.
And Mariah Carey got caught because she started singing the wrong song.
And and in the Christmas special in New York.
Yep.
And she was wasted.
What's her name? The
Britney Spears?
Not Britney Spears. Just recently she got caught for lip singing, but
in Vegas
sister,
on our stage show.
The sister of the blonde chick, the tuna of the sea, the chicken of the sea.
Oh, Simpson.
Simpson, her sister.
Ashley.
Yeah, live on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, that was decades ago.
Yeah, started singing the wrong song because what? Her band was playing.
Her band was playing, but her voice was wrong.
Yeah.
And she was singing a different.
The vocals from her previous song that she had pretended to sing came on.
Yeah.
Oh.
So the band was real, but her voice was not. She wasn't actually singing. And the band tried so hard to cover for her. They like quickly changed up, and she just blamed everything on the band. But that was it. That was the end of her career. I don't think she ever
her career was over at that point.
Yeah, you don't really have Saturday Night Live and play a backup track.
you can't recover from that. But most of the bands or acts you see on Saturday Night Live today, that's exactly what they do. You listen to someone's voice, and these voices on these songs, it can't be replicated by just singing.
That's true.
It's got to go through a processor and all sorts of electronics.
Well, and that's true, actually. So I was in the music business, and some songs are so overproduced, that's what we call it, overproduced, that you can't recreate it in real life.
Do you think Swiftie's songs, a lot of those are overproduced?
The stuff that's on the radio? Yeah. But Swiftie, she can really sing.
She sounds more natural.
She's not faking. She's not faking it. In her
most
shows.
Of them, no, she's playing for real. Yeah. Absolutely.
And it also depends on the how much money that the promoters have. So for example, if the promoter can only hire the artist, then you might have a -1. You know.
Yeah, but she's putting her own money in too. Probably.
Yeah, her
to make
concerts
it,
are
yeah,
huge.
Humongous.
And I honestly could never picture Madonna doing it. I mean, I could be wrong. Maybe.
Oh,
she
Madonna
has.
Used to do it.
Oh,
so,
she did.
She used to fake it.
Oh, yeah. So early in her career, she faked everything. Mm. And then she came out with, I think the album was called Music. And went on this world tour, and it was on HBO and everything. And she actually started really singing. Mm. And she brought an acoustic guitar with her, and she was really playing guitar, really singing. And she admitted that this is the first time I'm actually really singing the songs live.
Was she good?
She was great. Oh, okay. Madonna.
And you know what I remember?
No, but I mean really singing. If you're saying a lot of it was fake.
Yeah, she can sing. But the problem is a lot of those songs, she recorded when she was relatively young, and your voice changes as you get older.
Definitely.
And B, again, her songs sound very processed.
Yeah.
And people just don't sound like you hear someone singing on a record.
Well, it's a good thing you said that. So remember I told you I don't go to concerts. I like putting on the shows, but I don't go to concerts. The reason is because for me, I fall in love with the song, but then when I hear it in the concert, it doesn't sound the same. Like rappers never sound the same.
Right.
And, you know, but that being said, though, with the new technology, they can put all those filters back in now live. You know what I mean?
Oh, really? They don't have to do it like in the studio. They can do it live.
And it doesn't even have to be like a big concert. Karaoke. You can take karaoke in Asia and pick the artist that you want to sound like, and it will change your voice as you're singing.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, technology is just blown up now.
Yeah, it's nuts.
But yeah, that was my problem. The first time I went to a live concert, they didn't sound like the record, and I was kind of blown away. I couldn't even
sing. I don't want them to sound like the record. I want people on a stage singing like they actually sing.
Yeah.
With music being played that is being created right in the moment.
I agree.
I don't want to hear about click tracks. I don't want to.
What's a click track?
So a click track will give you. So I just listened to one the other day, actually. So I listened to a Kiss concert, and I listened to what the band was actually listening to.
Oh, okay.
So the band hears.
In their ears, yeah.
So the band hears like the tempo of the song. Da, 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 da. Like literally a click in their ear that will help them with the tempo of the song.
Got it.
So then a guy goes over the song, 1, 2, 3, 4. Then boom, the band kicks in. Okay.
Got it. Mm-hmm.
Also, the band, the click track will tell you the name of the next song. Okay, Calling Dr. Love. Dun, 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 dun. You hear the clicking.
And then it also, the other thing they do too is they play the lyrics in the ear of the lead singer so he remembers or she remembers what the song is about.
But if you're lip syncing the lyrics, you really don't need that.
Doesn't matter. Watermelon, watermelon, watermelon.
But I agree with you, but think of it this way. Like if you read a book first and you see the movie's not good, right? But if you see the movie, then you read the book, it doesn't work for you, right? It's kind of the same for me. So for me, I heard the music on the radio first, and then I went and listened to it. If I would have heard it first, live, it would have been a different story, you know?
I have a passion for live music, and it aggravates me to no end. Even when I go to the Wolf Den and see a no-name cover band, okay, so here's a great example. Journey played a Party on the Patio, not the real Journey, a Journey cover band played Party on the Patio a few Fridays ago. So that's cool. Except the Journey cover band didn't have a keyboard player. Can you name me any Journey song without
keyboards? No.
Or a piano intro?
Oh, my
God. Can. Okay, you cannot. So throughout the whole show, you heard the piano, you heard the keyboard, you heard the synth, and nobody was playing the damn instrument.
So it was just a machine.
Who was the singer? There's a singer, and there's a band, I'm trying to remember, but he changes the music every time. Like he doesn't.
Bob Dylan.
Is it Bob Dylan?
Bob Dylan.
Yeah, really? He changes the music every time.
Same to the lyrics. Point where his songs aren't recognizable. People hate him for that, actually. It's
what?
It can be aggravating. Yeah, so you used to hearing say Tangled Up in Blue a certain way on the radio.
Right.
And he will take the music to that song, rearrange it, make it a whole new song, actually, with just those lyrics in it. But he doesn't stick to the rhythm of the lyrics either. He changes the tempo of the lyrics to the point where, even though he's singing the lyrics to that song, the song is unrecognizable. And people are not down with that at a Bob Dylan concert. People actually hate him for that.
You ever heard this song, The Motorcycle Pickle?
No.
Nope.
After we get finished recording, I'm going to play this one for you. All right.
Yeah,
just for fun, to close out this episode, I wrote a song for you.
All right.
This is a gritty gangster rap called Java Java Chai Till I Die.
Oh, no. All right. We got to see this one.
Okay. Both of them are very short. So let's say 1:54. So let's go ahead and do this.
Oh, yeah. Break it down. Mm-hmm.
Woo, woo.
Cha 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 cha.
Hey, that was you.
Cha cha cha.
Pulling up with that guy. Steaming hotter than the block. Sipping on that Java while the haters tick tock. Bean grinding daily, every sip a fresh shot. Mugging life hard, never spill a drop. We top notch. Java Java Chai till I die.
Like a parody of a song.
Did you hear the chorus?
Pockets full, caffeine buzzing.
Chai till I die.
Chai, chai. Espresso shots banging, hit 'em harder than
a fight. Cream swirling smooth, got the drip gang tight. Latte art flex, pour a heart before I
That's
ignite.
That was awesome.
Java, java, try till I die.
Try till I die.
On the grind, sipping high, catch me in the sky. Pockets full, caffeine buzzing, ain't no lie. Java, java, try till I die. Sugar rush in my veins.
Brew crew stream. I like this. Look at this bridge. The music.
Oh yeah.
The lyrics are questionable. Well, I know this.
Oh man.
I know this song, but the music. I know the song. I'm trying to remember it. All right, so let's listen to the second one, and then we're going to close this off for the rest of you. And I appreciate all of you hanging around. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Let's close it out with this gangster gritty rap, Chai. Java Chai till I die.
Oh, yeah. Break it down, huh?
Listen to that bass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bring in a bass.
Pulling up with that chai, steaming hotter than the block. Sipping on that Java while the haters tick-tock. Every sip of fresh shot, mugging life hard, never spill a drop, we top notch. Java, java, chai till I die, on the grind, sipping high, catch me in
this kind of reminds me of
salt and pepper.
Java, java, chai till I die, brewing darkness, I'm the barista of the night. Espresso shots banging, hit them harder than a fright. Cream swirling smooth, got the drip, game tight. Latte art flex, pour a heart before I ignite. Java, java, chai till I die, on the grind, sipping high, catch me.
Oh my god, this is so, I can see the video in my head. It's like an 80s, 90s video, and they're standing on a street corner or an alley somewhere, and they're like talking down to the camera.
Yeah, the fish eye, you're looking ready to do the fish eye with the chai.
Yeah.
Java, java, chai. Java, java, chai. Java, java, chai.
Grinding like the gears, got that flavor hearty. Dreams, life's a bittersweet chart. See Java in my heart, Java party, just me.
I know this music. This is a Dr. Dre.
Yeah, it sounds like Eminem, actually. I was going to say
Eminem. Well, Dr. Dre, like Eminem.
Yeah.
Dr. Dre and also Salt and Pepper's here.
Listen to the bass. Ouch. Ah. That was good. All right, everybody. This is Pocket 23. Thank you for sticking with us. We're here with SDR and Z-Man and Odd Kid, and we are now record producers thanks to AI.
Java, Java, Chai.
But just to be fair, we still love our real talents. AI has come a long way, but we're not ready for it to replace anybody yet.
No way.
All right. Take care, guys. Bye.
Peace out.
Yo, Z-Man out.
Just you and me.